Hello and welcome to
2 o'clock with Keller.
Bring Your Tea
And Leave With More.
Long time no see.
Long time no see. Had a wonderful weekend with you. I mean, it
Me
was like 24
too.
hours actually, but still it was very nice.
Yeah. Wait, how long did it take you to get home?
Oh, it took me like 4 hours. I was waiting for a train station until I think my train arrived at just past 1 o'clock because it just kept saying delayed.
From mine.
Yeah.
Oh,
It just
no.
kept saying delayed and delayed. And then this like massive group of middle-aged men, I was sat on a bench reading Bride's Head, and like a massive group of middle-aged men with who my guess was that they'd been on like a stag do or something. They were a little bit worse.
Oh, God.
And they came and like all sat on the other side of the bench and the floor, and I was just there trying to read Bride's Head in peace.
No. Oh.
So yeah, because there was flooding around Swindon again.
Oh my God, yeah.
And then finally got on the train because I was meant to change at Swindon. And then the guy was like, "Oh, for trains towards Gloucester, don't change at Swindon. Stay till Bristol Parkway and change there." So I had to do that, and then, but I finally got home.
Oh my
I mean, it was
God.
good.
Sorry you had to go through that.
Oh no, don't worry. I was quite content with my book and my music, so I was okay.
Okay.
Just
Maybe this is what the cards were referring to when we were doing your tarot reading yesterday about your obstacles. Maybe they knew.
maybe that was my obstacle. Yeah.
Okay, hopefully that's over and done with now then.
Yeah. I did still really enjoy my palm reading and tarot card reading.
Are you sure? Because I've been thinking about it and I was talking about it with my mum. And I was like, oh my God, I'm actually really concerned now.
Thing is though, I don't mind it.
Okay.
It is what it
So
is.
what?
I can choose to believe the cards or not believe the cards. Plus, it's just one of those things that like I've always wanted someone to like read my tarot cards. I don't know. Don't know if that's what I mean.
Have I ever read your cards before?
No, you haven't.
Oh, okay. Interesting. It's weird because I've recently got so into doing all tarot cards and
Yeah.
reading hands and all the horoscopes and that. I love zodiac things. And it's strange because it's not something that I necessarily believe in, but I find really enjoyable. But at the same time, it does creep me out a little bit when it seems really relevant, and I know that you can read it into your own
Yeah.
life and make it make sense for you. But sometimes it's just spooky. And I know yesterday it could be just a load of rubbish, but when I was reading your hand and it was giving trauma, and then the cards were like, you've got a bit of a tricky time.
I know, and I think that's
I keep thinking about it. I'm worried.
no, and I think that's what added to it, the fact that kind of both of them seem to align. And I don't know. I know what that means.
Yeah.
But I guess the whole like third card being like the future, the kind of is like uncertain and whatever. And I guess that very much lines up with how I'm feeling about the future at the moment. Like, God knows where I'm going to be in 5 years' time. And the cards don't seem
Yeah.
to know either. And that seems okay to me.
Yeah, it's okay.
That's okay. I'm willing to just roll with it. Don't worry, you haven't traumatized me.
Okay,
I'm
I'm glad.
okay.
It's one of those things where I used to be not believing in it that much, but just like, oh, this is funny. And now I'm a bit scared. It's just silly, but
Thing is, though,
I don't know.
I think I have the same relationship to it as you, like to all of that stuff. It's like, I'm not really sure whether I believe it or not, but then there's certain things that happen, and I'm like, oh, maybe I do. Maybe there is some truth to this. And surely there has
Yeah.
to be some truth to some of it for it to have been a thing for so long. I don't
Yeah.
know.
I don't know. I think there's
I'm gonna
so
go
many
find a
things
witch in
that
like New Orleans or something and
I know.
get them to read my cards.
I do think that there are so many. Also, sorry if there's loads of clinking. I am just tidying my room, put my jewellery away. But I was going to say that I think there is some truth in some of it, but there's so many instances when it's just rubbish. Like with psychics, I think there are so many instances where it's that thing where they just get the answer out of you.
Yeah,
But there
yeah.
are some, like, there's that documentary about Tyler someone.
Oh yeah, the
Tyler Henry, is
American
it?
guy.
Yeah, and they did this thing where they monitored, they did some kind of MRI scan or something like that, and he actually did have different brain activity happening when he said that he was experiencing
That's
some kind of
mad.
interaction. So I think it's one of those things where when you mention, like, oh, I like doing anything remotely witchy, that people are very skeptical and like, oh, none of it makes sense, none of it's true.
Yeah.
But I don't get what you have to justify it. Like, I just think I don't necessarily know what I believe, but I just do think it's interesting, and I don't get why it
100%.
has to be red flag vibes. Like, I think we've spoken about that before in here. So when no one red flags is when you're like, what's your star sign? But it's just a bit of fun. I want to know your star sign.
No,
What's
I
up
think
with that? I
it is
love
a bit of
it.
fun. It definitely is.
Yeah, why
But
does it make me seem like I'm psycho? Like, I just like it. I'm not gonna like not. I'm not gonna judge someone based off it. You know what I mean? I just makes me
yeah,
feel a
oh
bit
yeah.
more. I don't know. It's just something that I'd like to know. It's just interesting.
Yeah, and I do wonder
Doesn't
whether
yeah.
a lot of the people who are to say see that as an ick or a red flag or kind of judge for it, I think they're normally the people who are very, very against it and don't really understand that you can fall into kind of half believing, which I think is where we fall, like middle ground
Yeah, it's
of it, because
just
I think they just think of the people who are just like, I have nothing against the people who are like fully into all of this and
oh
doing
no,
it all
yeah.
and see themselves as witches, because I believe that that is true and there are people like that and with all their like psychic abilities and stuff. But there's also a lot of people who fall into that kind of middle ground, and I kind of love that it's something that it feels like everyone can kind of dabble in and learn a bit about yourself.
Yeah.
The same with the like personality tests and things like that.
Oh, I love the personality test. I
Because
love
there is
it.
truth, I think there is truth at like the base of all of this.
I think the
And people
personality
are
test
figuring
definitely is
things
truth.
out. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm
It's
all here for
just, it, for me, it's a hobby kind of thing.
it.
And I don't judge on people for their hobbies, so.
Yeah.
Just let me be, please. I just like it. Yeah.
I agree.
Doesn't mean I'm crazy. I think it's got this stigma around it, and why are people that hurt up about it? Love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope that stigma goes.
I know. I haven't read my own poem yet, though, because I don't know. I feel a bit
Yours yesterday.
apprehensive. Oh, wait. You did look at mine yesterday, did you?
Yeah, we did read yours.
Oh, I've already forgotten. What did you find out?
No, because I think George and I are definitely less practiced than you. Felt like we were kind of muddling our way through it.
Yeah.
But I think it was overall positive, because it was something that at first we thought it was. I know your third card was the Hanged Man.
I thought you were
And
talking
what?
about the hand, the palm mystery, not the
Oh,
tarot.
we didn't do your palm, no.
No, that's what I was meaning. No, but I remember with the cards, it was essentially saying that I need to be patient, which I'm
Yes,
really
because
bad at.
the good things are coming, even though it doesn't feel like it right now. The changes are happening,
Yeah.
they're all going to come, and it's all going to work out the way you want it to, even if
Yeah,
it
and
feels like it's not right now.
I need to say no.
Yeah, that was the first card. It was literally no. Say no.
Yeah, and I need to be content with how things are and not go looking for other things.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is interesting because when I was doing the reading, because you're supposed to have something in mind that you're asking about, and I definitely is a no surprise. I was thinking about dating.
Yeah. And the thing is, I think I was very much thinking kind of big picture, what am I doing with my life?
Yeah, and I do
And the
think both
cards
of our
didn't answer that for
readings,
me.
I think that they did relate to what we were
Yeah.
saying, what we wanted to know.
Yeah,
But
definitely.
I'm thinking though, what when you were saying I've got to be patient and say no, what does so should I not date anyone anymore?
I don't know. Maybe
Or is it just saying what I'm
this
doing right
universe
now is not
telling me
working?
to slow down. Because if that was what you were kind of thinking about and asking, then maybe it is. Maybe it's that typical, it will come when you're not looking for it and when you least expect it, and don't try and force anything that's not right and not there.
Yeah. I can't remember what it said for my past card. I even remember in the present it was like, yeah, say no. And in the future it's like, okay,
Yeah,
keep calm
I think your
and
past one was quite positive as well, about you being very kind of
I think it just made me sound I was like
organized and on it and
committed, yeah.
knowing what you were doing. Yeah.
Okay. In all fairness, maybe this is a sign that I'm doing right in that I'm not using the dating apps anymore. I'm having a break. So maybe it was saying that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And I need to, yeah. I mean, and also because I have binned off, well, so that sounds savage. I am not dating anyone right now. Like, I'm not even talking to anyone right now. Well, I might. I'm kind of semi-talking to one person. Who knows? I don't know if that situation's been burned off. But I'm very like, I know I'm just not in the mood. I
And that's
think
fair.
that's what the cards were saying. Like, if it's not,
Yeah,
I
don't.
need to like. What in my book today? I'm listening to the audiobook of Happy Hour by Milo Granados, and I really like it. I've got about half hour left to listen to, and I think it's going to be 4 stars. One of the narrator's friends said to her that there's a difference between the people you like and the people you entertain. And I thought,
Ooh.
oh, I like that. That's
I
actually phrased
like
so
that, yeah.
well. Yeah, because I entertain so many people that I don't actually like. If I think about it, I think in my lifetime of people I've dated, I think I've only really liked maybe three of them. So why did I bother
Yeah, with
entertaining
all
all these
the
other
other people.
people? Because it's true, because then when things have ended with them, I've not been that bothered, and like I could have ended it, but I just didn't. But
Yeah.
I was like, might as well carry on.
That's.
So maybe the cards are saying don't bother entertaining.
Yeah.
But then what do you do if you do actually? I feel like of the three people that I did really like, I don't know, like they didn't really work out, but well, I don't know if one's still ongoing,
But
but
that's no reflection on you. It's
yeah,
not.
I don't know really what I'm getting at. I'm just thinking aloud. I don't know.
Yeah.
This is a thing because I don't necessarily know that there's anything in the cards,
Yeah,
but
that's the thing. It could just all be, we could all just be us finding links because we've been told these cards have been picked for us and.
yeah, it's just more so I think that the cards just prompt me to be introspective. So
And I
it's just
wonder whether
making me
that's
go
part
through
of
all this
it.
stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Because would we have ever really thought these things about ourselves before?
Yeah,
I
I
don't know,
don't
maybe not in
know.
the same way. Like, I feel like I've always like half joked about the fact that I'm gonna need therapy in life at some point. And it
Yeah.
feels like the cards yesterday have been like, yeah, do it.
I know they are. I know, do you know, it was funny, actually it's not funny. Afterwards my mum was like, I feel so bad. She was like, because obviously like your whole card was giving you're not okay. And she was like, oh my
Yeah.
God, I was prying too much. Like, I shouldn't have asked Ella all that stuff. I just want to make sure she's
Oh, bless her.
okay.
No,
And
she's being
she was
so
kept thinking
sweet,
about it
though.
afterwards. She was like, no, I shouldn't have asked her all that stuff. I feel so bad. And I was like, to be fair, we were all thinking it. Like you could. No, it's not that it's funny.
No, please, please tell her that I did not say it like that at all. I just saw it as her
Okay.
being a really sweet, lovely, caring mother figure in person.
Oh, that's good.
And yeah.
But did it prompt you? Do you think, how, because we've spoken about my card, how did your card prompt you to be like, I wonder if there's truth in any of this? Or I don't know, what did it make you think?
Yeah, I feel like I definitely did and do think that.
Has it put you off getting a reading again?
No, if anything, it's kind of done the opposite. Like,
Okay.
it's kind of made me want to, like, look into these things even more so. Because I think I've always seen myself as quite an introspective, self-reflective person. Like,
Yeah, you are.
I love trying to figure things out about myself. And, like, I know
Yeah.
that sounds really kind of like self-centered and narcissistic, but I don't mean it in
No.
that way. I just find it really, really interesting because I'm the same with trying to figure out other people as well. I just find people really fascinating and the way that they think and feel and deal with things. And I think a really good way of, for me, of learning about that is learning about myself and how my brain works. And then you can kind of see the differences and similarities between you and other people.
Yeah.
And I feel like
Yeah.
it did definitely match up with this. I very much still feel like in this weird limbo part of my life where, like, obviously good things are still happening and like I'm okay and whatever, but the future and everything just seems very kind of out there and possible. So I didn't necessarily see the uncertainty from the cards in a negative way.
No. I think
But maybe
it
if I'd
more
come
so
to terms
was.
with that uncertainty in these past few months anyway.
Yeah, it was just giving me you're at a crossroads vibes that it's not, you don't have everything mapped out for you, which is what we've been saying a lot recently. We've been saying in our last extra group, like, we're adults now,
Yeah,
what's
exactly.
happening?
And I feel like that's such a kind of universal being in your 20s experience, being at those crossroads and just having the whole world and all those opportunities open and out there for you. And it just depends on which ones you're going to grab onto and like a sliding doors moment, essentially.
Yeah. Not to
But
ruin the deep
hopefully not as
moment, but
end, not as depressive as the end of Sliding Doors.
yeah. Sorry, I was just gonna say, do you have Crossroads stuck in your head, the song that Marcel sang? Do you remember in the Violin Series 3? Or was it then? It's like, meet me at the crossroads,
Yes.
crossroads.
Yes. Oh my days, I completely forgot about that until right
I
now.
don't, that just came into my head. Sorry to interrupt with
Oh, that is so
the
funny. I love that.
list, but me too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Also, nails are very cute.
Thank you. They're just a little navy blue, so I wanted to make them look presentable. But they chipped already today. My nails just, nail varnish just does not stay. I don't
I
know if it's
know.
me or what. I mean, it has to be me, surely. It's not other.
Well, have you used Essie?
No, I haven't. I often use
Because,
Biolume.
oh, Essie's a bit expensive as far as nail varnishes go, but it's the only one I found that actually stays on my nails.
Okay, maybe I'll have to push the boat out and try it.
I think it's maybe £8 a bottle, but I've had mine for a while, so maybe treat yourself. Also, I was thinking I do need to treat you to some tarot cards because obviously it's bad luck to get them for
Yeah.
yourself. So I will need to find some for you.
Can both become little witchy ladies and
Yeah, I love it.
read
I
tarot.
do. I need to buy some. I love the idea of, I remember, I think it was, I don't know, it was kind of, it was a blue moon or something. I don't know what different moons are, but there was a moon happening recently, and Kira was, she told us about how she was doing some kind of spell or manifesting or something like that,
Oh.
and you needed certain colored candle and ribbon or feather or something like that. So I do need to, it's on my
Yeah.
shopping list. I want to buy some more crystally things and ribbons and candles. I don't even own candles because I'm way too clumsy for that. But we could start brewing up some stuff, just call it Hermione Granger. I actually really like the idea of being some kind of witch because I feel like we're reclaiming our
Oh,
well, obviously
definitely.
most witches that were persecuted over years, or like in the standard witch hunting that we think of,
Yeah.
were women. So I quite like the idea of being like, do you know what, I'm gonna be a bit of a witch.
Yeah, I kind of love it as well, and I love the kind of the intention and the positivity that seems to be behind it all. And I feel like even when you're doing all these like moon spells and like manifesting and whatever because of the certain moon cycles and whatever, I feel like it simultaneously kind of brings you like back to such a kind of core innate kind of like ancient version of people, but also
Yeah.
like obviously your mindset is such a massive thing. So if you're focusing and thinking about the good things that you want and the good possibilities and outcomes that are going to be in your life, you're like, you're surely that's going to happen for you, and positive things are going to happen, and you're going to be more attuned to those good things in your life as opposed to the negative things.
Yeah, that's true. I think a lot of it is just when
It's
you
all about your mindset.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of these things prompt a change in mindset, or like they don't say when you manifest something, obviously it's not necessarily going to create it, but it's more so if you go out of your way to try to manifest something, it's more at the forefront of your mind, so you're clearly putting more energy into it. So it could be more like a placebo thing, a lot of these things, you know,
Yeah,
but
and I
why
don't think
not?
there's anything wrong with that.
No.
Because like they say, people who are kind of grumpy and annoyed all the time and think that they've got some kind of bad luck or bad things going to happen, like they're obviously going to be walking around with a bit more of a kind of glum demeanor and just looking for things to go wrong,
Yeah.
as opposed to when you're kind of trying to channel for the good in your life.
Yeah, it's even like my therapist said to me before, the whole having the glass half full attitude is so
Yeah.
important because I was like, I'm just get worried, I just feel like bad things always happen. Like it's just something good happens, something bad's gonna happen. And she said, well, yeah, that's literally life though. So should
Yeah.
you not think of maybe when something really bad's happening, you're like, oh, something good's gonna happen soon. Like, why are you looking at it the other way around? And I was like, yeah, do you know what? That is very true. Obviously, nothing's ever gonna be perfect, so
No, but I think that's fair. And there's definitely a difference between having a glass half full attitude to the kind of toxic positivity, which is not good and not realistic for
yeah.
anyone.
True. I just think that, yeah, there's a point where it's like you need to be a bit realistic. But I think for
Yeah.
people who are often very pessimistic, like myself, that sometimes it's important to like force that positivity on yourself. As in, like my therapist said to me, maybe every day, try and tie yourself at the end of the day, think about what was one really good thing that happened today. Just
Yeah.
one nice little thing. And
Because it
it's
always
cute. It's
will
like,
go on.
yeah, it's like even if you have a really bad day, and then I think, oh, do you know what? At least I did leave the house today because I saw a little robin and it made me think of my nan and it was really cute. That kind of
Yeah.
thing. Yeah.
Yeah, like you say, there's always something positive. And I think just having a good, realistic outlook on life is very true, because there's always going to be those ups and downs. It's never completely in one way. And I mean, there's like a billion different quotes that essentially say that same thing. Like, there's no light without the dark, and there's no
Silver
rain, clouds
linings.
without rain, and all that.
Yeah,
And it's so
very
true.
true.
And it's just trying to remind yourself of that, that it's always constantly fluctuating and changing. And
No, I think you made a good point. I think that a lot of what we say is quite obvious, but it's one of those things where it's just nice to be reminded of it, you know, especially even
Yeah,
tonight. I'm
definitely.
just so tired and I'm obsessing over one thing that is upsetting me right now. And so it's just nice to have a chat and be like, oh, I love chatting with fellow. I'm in a good mood now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
Yeah.
definitely.
Yeah. And I feel even better from this chat because I was so productive. I wonder how much you could hear when we
I
play
could
this
barely
back
hear
of
anything on
just
my end.
me slamming drawers, me moving around. That's why I've got my headphones on. I look like I'm at a call centre because I was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna be moving. I need to tidy. I put away all loads of stuff. I still have my massive pile of books on the floor, including at the top my little book of the Zodiac, which I need to
Love it.
look into more. But yeah.
But no, I could barely hear
Love,
any
love.
doors or anything. I think the headphones did their job.
Okay, that's good. Noise cancelling, let's go. We should get sponsored by these headphones.
Yeah, honestly, we should get ourselves some like sound equipment or some mics or something. I've always thought that. I'm like, oh, we should get those like little ones that you like plug into your laptops.
You know what I did
Get
have?
that crisp, clear sound
Yeah,
quality.
I said I did have one. I think I might still have it, but you have to plug in. Like, I can't Bluetooth do it. I can't
Okay.
quite out how to plug it in, and because I have really weird little ears, it's awkward. But shoot, sometimes people do ask me when I talk to them about podcasts for the first time. They're like, "Oh my god, that's so cool! So you've got your mics and that." I was like, "Lol, it's literally Zoom." But
I
it
know, they've
probably
said the same thing to
would
me
be
too.
good.
Zoom should sponsor us. I mean, I'm sorry, but
I know.
we need them to.
I know. I also need to get some training from people at work because sometimes I listen back to it and I do hear my tea moving and I'm like, whoops. But also, I love it. It's that authentic thing, you know? It's just us
Exactly. And
chatting. Have we reached the end of our time?
I think so.
Okay,
I
well.
hope you have all enjoyed this tarot, magic, whatever kind of
Our
chat.
mystic episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let us know
Cool.
if you've dabbled. That sounds like, I don't know what it makes it sound like when I say
In the
dabbled,
dark arts.
but dabbled in the dark arts, yeah. But any of you are tarot readers, if anyone, yeah. I just find it really cool and interesting.
Me too. And the day that this comes out, well, actually, when you'll be listening to it, we will be in the sky on our way to New York.
So listen out for the next Extra Brew will probably be filmed, recorded on the plane to New York or at some point in New York. We might just have to make it like a bumper New York episode, like a full length thing.
Yeah, we'll see.
That's we'll see what goes on. But yeah, look out for that and can't wait to update you all on our fun time.
Thanks for listening to Tea O'Clock with Keller.
Join us next time for more.